You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back again.
So if anybody wants to reach us or any of our guests, you can text or call me at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. And we'll also post all the information for our guests on our website at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. So, Tammy, when people are looking to buy a house, one of the objections that they have is that some of them don't have the down payment money.
Right. And that deters a lot of people.
It does. And you know, it used to be a lot of 100% loan products out there. And there's still a couple, but not very many anymore.
Right.
So a typical FHA loan is still the most common for a first-time home buyer, and it requires 3.5% down. So we frequently get the question, are there any ways that somebody can get assistance on that 3.5%?
Besides mom and dad,
yes.
Right.
They can have a gift from a family member. So down payment assistance programs are really, really important for first-time home buyers. So I think that's a topic that we have to cover on our show. We're obligated to cover this because it's valuable information. So to cover this, I wanted to bring in two of the foremost experts in our area on down payment assistance. So I want to welcome to the air. First, we have Chris Kramer from Beyond Housing. Welcome, Chris.
Yay. Thanks to be here.
And you're actually in studio. And then also calling in, we have Carla Potts from NECAC.
Hi.
How are you, Carla?
I'm good. How are you all?
So doing fantastic. So NECAC is the Northeast Community Action Corporation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and both of you guys' organizations are nonprofit organizations that are housing agencies. And explain, I guess, the purpose. Either one of you can jump in on this. The purpose of your organizations.
Carly, why don't you go ahead and I'll follow you.
Okay. Well, NECAC is a community action agency, and we serve 12 core counties in Missouri. And we also, of course, serve St. Louis County and Florissant on the down payment assistance. We've been in existence since 1965, and our goal, our mission, is to help people help themselves. And what better way to do that than home ownership and down payment assistance?
I love it. How about you, Chris?
Beyond Housing is a 40-year-old not-for-profit who exists because we believe in the notion that home matters. And yes, we start with actual houses and housing preservation, but we know a home is much more than that. Home is a life in and around that house that fuels and draws the best out of the families that live there. So what we do is we focus our energies and all of our efforts in targeted geographies to have the greatest impact. We don't cover as many counties as Carla does. We focus a lot of our work in St. Louis County, where we do a lot of physical redevelopment in the boundaries of the Normandy School District. So we believe you have to focus on education, on housing, on jobs, on economic development, if you're going to see a community thrive, and our efforts are to that end.
And how do you guys identify the areas that you feel like actually need work? Like you said, you're focusing on Normandy, for instance.
So we'll talk a little bit about home ownership in a minute. And for us, we do several things all across the region, home ownership and foreclosure, too. But when we really think about our targeted community development work, we pick the boundaries of a school district because we think public education is at the core of a strong community. And clearly, the folks in Normandy have been struggling mightily, quite frankly, for many years, but certainly in the news, everyone knows about the struggles there. So we think, yes, teachers have to be good, curriculum have to be good, buildings have to be good, but we think if you don't focus on the challenges that families and neighborhoods face, public education is not going to be successful. So we're trying to really drive our efforts and a lot of our partners' efforts to support the school district in their effort to become reaccredited.
My question was, if I'm not in that area, can I still qualify for your program?
Sure. Again, okay. We do some things that are targeted there, but again, the topic day, home ownership. Again, we foster home ownership in St. Louis County, in Jefferson County, and in St. Charles County.
Okay.
So if anybody's listening, please don't let that targeted geography have you call us, because we can certainly help you get your American dream, your dream of home ownership. We can help make that happen for you.
Well, and this jumps off the topic of home ownership a little bit, but we live in the Francis Howell School District, Tammy and I do, and Normandy students are getting bused out to Francis Howell, which I'm not necessarily against, and when they're not accredited, they have to go somewhere. But I've always asked the question, and I've never gotten a good answer, is how do they become accredited again?
I think the individual students' test scores in the aggregate have to meet the state standards, and the most recent test scores that come out says Normandy has a ways to go to meet that accreditation level. Is it achievable? Sure it is. Will it be easy? No. It will be a challenge, but the new superintendent is there, brought in a new team. Everything I've seen for the last 90 days says they're really focused on teaching and learning in the classrooms to make sure they have the best teachers, the best curriculum. Look, the kids can learn. Again, they just need, again, the right kinds of support both in the school and in the community. The thing I always try to remind people in a place like Normandy, a couple of things. One, over 50% of the kids churn throughout the course of any given school. You're meaning the mobility rate, right? So again, if you can imagine a teacher trying to teach and you got almost half the kids are different from the beginning of the school year to the end of the school year, again, trying to have educational rigor is really challenging. And for a child, if you're moving from place to place, trying to get stable and do well educationally is really a challenge. So there's a whole host of things that it's not simply, not teachers, it's not simply administrators or the school board. There's lots of other dynamics that come into it. It's a complex problem that needs a comprehensive solution. And what we're trying to do with the district is try to provide a comprehensive solution to a very difficult problem. Quite frankly, so the kids have the great schools in their neighborhoods, they don't have to come out to Francis Hall.
Right. They don't have to spend over an hour on the bus. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Carla Potts from NECAC, which is Northeast Community Action Corporation, and Chris Kramer from Beyond Housing. So, guys, let's jump into down payment assistance. And, Carla, let's go ahead and start with you. How does the down payment assistance program work just in general?
Well, in general, the first thing, they get in contact with our homeownership specialist. They have to go through an 8-hour class. And we do those classes in St. Charles County and in St. Louis County. We then do individual counseling with each family to get them to where they are home, ready to buy a home. And then beyond that, we work with them on the lender and getting all that in place. And then the down payment program comes in. So I think it's building up to the down payment. I think the most important thing we do along with down payment is homeownership counseling. I think too many times people get into homes that they're not ready for. We know that when we do this, that they're ready, that they've had the kind of education they need.
Well, and I want to come back to the counseling and dive into that a little deeper, but first I want to talk money. So, Chris, how much money is available and in what areas?
And let's be clear, the people come to us because we have money, not because we're going to give them important information for long-term success. And we understand that. So if you're buying a house in St. Louis County, you can get up to $3,000. If you're buying a house in St. Charles County, you can get up to $7,500. And if you're buying a home in Jefferson County, you can get up to $10,000. So, again, each jurisdiction is a little bit different depending upon where you want to buy, where your interest is. And each one of those has different parameters as to what that forgivable loan looks like, because it's not grant dollars. It is indeed a forgivable loan, and what forgivable means is it's an actual loan that has a lien against the property, but if you live up to the terms and conditions of that loan in St. Louis County and St. Charles County, that loan is forgiven, and in Jefferson County, you make no payments on the loan, but whenever you sell the house, that loan has to be paid back, so the Jefferson County can revolve that money for the next homeowner.
Got it.
Okay, so when you say forgivable, are there terms where it's not forgiven?
Well, so in St. Louis County, it's a 5-year note. So if you sell the house within the 5 years, there's a portion that has to be repaid. So 1/5 or 20% of the loan is forgiven each year that you live in the house. So again, if you live in the house a year, you have to pay back 80%. If you live in the house 2 years, you have to pay back 60%. If you live past 5 years, then the loan is forgiven. The lien goes away from the property, and it's yours, and you just have your first mortgage.
And is that true even if they don't make money when they sell the house?
Correct. Yeah, that's how it doesn't. It's a lien, right? So it is owed.
Okay, so it's money owed if they sell the house.
Correct. So I think as Carla indicated, the thing that we do and our agencies are exactly like in terms of our philosophical sense of how we help people is we're going to get you in a position where you're going to be successful, right? We're not going to get you in a position where the loan is bad, there's something wrong with the valuation or the appraisal doesn't line up right. Our goal is long term success, not simply to get to the closing table. The closing table is an exciting place. The loan officer and the real estate professional, that's where they get paid, and there's nothing wrong with that. And then their interest is getting there, and not that means that they're not going to look out for the long term interest of the borrower, but certainly our sole role in the work that we do is ensuring, is this homeowner going to be successful long term? Do they understand their obligations as a homeowner, and are we ensuring we're giving them the right kind of guidance to ensure they make wise decisions for their long term family success, where they can build their wealth and build their assets.
And I love the purpose of what you guys are doing. Now, and let's stick real quick to this. It's a second mortgage on the house, so it is a lien against the property. If there's an opportunity for them to refinance the first mortgage, typically they would need the second mortgage to subordinate. Is that possible?
Yes, under we'll look at that first mortgage and we'll look at that refi to see what they're trying to get done. Again, it's not a we'll do it no matter what. But again, I think both so the dollars flow through St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Jefferson County, right? So again, it's federal dollars through local jurisdictions that we help manage. So again, we need to make sure we're complying with what those jurisdictions want to see happen. So refi is possible under certain conditions.
Okay, so you just have to make sure that it's in the borrower's best interest.
Correct.
That it's going to improve their situation before you guys would subordinate.
Correct.
Okay, so. If you guys can stick around, there are a lot more questions I have about the program. So we're visiting with Chris Kraemeyer from Beyond Housing and Carla Potts from Northeast Community Action Corporation, NECAC, both down payment assistance companies. And if you want to know exactly how you can get funds, or maybe you have a son or daughter that's looking to be a first-time home buyer, then you don't want to miss what's coming up. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.